Hello, my name is Frankie Taglianetti, and my partners are Matt Davis, and unfortunately Joe McElwee will not be able to be here today, but today we're going to be answering a few questions on the article, The Latest Insights on Gen Z, Tomorrow's Target Audience. Gen Z is teens ranging from the ages of 15 to 19 years old, and the questions that we will be answering. First one is about seeing branding everywhere. What makes a great ad? I would say a great ad is relatable and also at the same time humorous. If the ad catches your attention, it is a great way to sell your product. The ads that several different companies, like such as Geico, is a popular ads that makes people laugh, and they're definitely doing very well as a company, and I'm sure the ads are related to their success. So definitely, if the ad is relatable, you can it'll gain popularity. And the next question is
one thing before you say that, Frankie. Okay. I'd like to say I agree with you 100%. I think it should definitely be simple and hold the reader's attention, but it should also have a memorizing value so that the reader or the audience will remember it.
So the next question is, do memes help sell? And as I said before, ads, if they're funny, they will catch your attention and they'll remember your company's or brand name. So memes are usually funny and relatable, so I would definitely say that they help sell because they allow the consumer to remember that the name of the product or remember the company's name, so that if they were ever in a situation that they needed to use that company or different situations like that, then they'll remember of the funny meme they saw, and that will persuade them to use that product.
That's a great point, Frankie. All right, so now I'd like to, we have our second topic, which is identities across different platforms. So the main platforms I use for social media would be Snapchat and Instagram. I don't really use anything else. If you count YouTube as social media, then I guess I would use that as well. But I, through different tones, I usually just stay the same. I'm not fake or anything on Instagram. I just usually speak the truth. I'm not very active on social media in general, though. But I feel like that our generation, Gen Z, is, in the most part, very fake, especially with us being teens and just trying to have our lives look as good as possible. And that leads to people being fake on social media.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Matt. I would say that our generation is using way too much social media. And also, I'm similar to Matt in that I do not use social media very often. I use Instagram and Snapchat, and I just don't use it as much as a lot of people in our generation do. But I know that, like in the article, it says how people will make fake Instagrams, or they call them Finstas sometimes, and they only allow their closer friends to follow them, and that so that they can not be criticized by the public for what they post. And that just shows how there's like different tones across different platforms, or there are different accounts on each platform, and it shows how our generation is just, in ways we are like pretending to be who we aren't, and it definitely affects people in our generation.
Very well said, Frankie. All right, now moving on to our next topic, who said is not afraid to follow the money. So first off, what is cause marketing? Cause marketing is when a company and a charity team up together to tackle a social or environmental problem and create business value for the company at the same time. So a few examples of this could be the Dawn Saves Wildlife. So a few years ago when Dawn, I don't know if anyone has ever seen these commercials when they would promote commercials of them cleaning off ducks and seals with like their soap, and they put some money towards wildlife rescue efforts. And I think this is a great, I do support cause marketing because it helps charities and both charities and organizations grow, and I feel like this overall is a good because it does gain money for charities, and it can help people in need. Another example of this would be the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, where it helps raise awareness for ALS through doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, where you pour a bucket of ice over your head, and every time you do it, you would nominate three other people, and this spread throughout the internet, and it really took off, and it raised $115 million for the ALS Association, which is extremely great.
The next question it talks about how our generation does not care where they watch videos. And it asks, what are the top three platforms where you watch videos? And for me, I would say, again, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. And if we're talking about TV, as well as Netflix. And according to the article, it says how our generation does not care where we watch our videos. And I would definitely agree with that. We watch our videos constantly in school. Outside of school with our friends, we're always on our phones, and it just shows how we're not as focused on personal interactions. We're more about just the comedy or interest in videos on our social media platforms. And I personally watch TV on Netflix and videos on both Instagram and Snapchat, as I said. And it just shows how all of our generation is accustomed to the all the videos and things that are posted on the internet. So we don't even realize how much we do it. But, of course, all the other generations are definitely notice the difference in how we are acting as to how they were compared to how they were when they were children.
Yeah, I agree 100% there. I know a lot of people use... I watch Netflix anytime or whenever I have free time. I watch YouTube both for school, when I'm studying for tests, or I need to make up work, or if I missed a class, it's very helpful because all the information I need can be accessed on YouTube. And I also will watch, funny series such as, The Office and... maybe movies, and that's where I think Netflix and even Hulu, which I know a lot of people watch Game of Thrones there, feel that they're both very very good things to have. All right, well, thank you for listening, and that's our podcast.